When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you have had a sweet, sweet, nourishing weekend and that you are excited about today's intention setting practice. Now, this week, we're going to keep a theme for the week this week, just like we did last week. I'm really enjoying that vibe for this show. And we are going to ride off the energy of the new moon in Sagittarius and the solar eclipse that we just had pass. This week, the energy overall is really potent when it comes to releasing what doesn't work in our lives. When it comes to letting go of anything and everything that we've just figured out isn't serving us anymore. Anything that feels like it's in the way, any obstacles, and I'm talking obstacles as in issues and problems that might be manifesting materially in your life, but I'm also talking about the inner patterns, how you treat other people, how you engage in your relationship and those dynamics, how you engage with yourself, the patterns that you're in when it comes to how you talk to yourself and how you take care of yourself, all those inner workings, inner beliefs, or any limiting ideas or storylines that you have about yourself or the world. Now is a really potent time to start shedding some layers and let some of this stuff go. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Now, I bet you are in a time of your life that feels like a big transition right now. And that could be something that's manifesting in your day-to-day life. It could also be something that's manifesting only inside of you. Kind of that feeling of wearing a shirt that's just a couple of sizes too small. Like there is something in your life that you have outgrown, or something in your life that you feel on a real serious level that you are actively outgrowing. And whenever we are outgrowing something old, or we feel ready to shed some layers and to let something go, it's always to bring us into that next level of our lives, right? It's always for growth. It's going to take us somewhere good. But letting go is never easy. Letting go sometimes really hurts. Growing and changing might mean that we have to actually say goodbye to things we never thought in a million years we would say goodbye to. Or it might mean that we are changing in ways that makes other things challenging. Maybe the people in our lives aren't on board with how we are changing. Maybe they don't want to adapt to the newer versions of us, right? So I know you're going through a lot right now. I'm going through a lot. We all are. And this week, I really want us to focus on identifying what these things that we are ready to say goodbye to actually are. Getting really clear on what we want to release and purge and let go from our lives so that we can actually invite in the beautiful, magical, abundant, amazing, miraculous things that we really truly want and that we really truly deserve. So our intention this week is a big one, but this is a really good week to do this kind of work. This week, I am letting go of what's not serving me to invite in what actually does. This week, I am letting go of what's not serving me to invite in what actually does. Take a moment to really anchor into this intention. And if you feel inspired, you feel like this is stirring something inside of you, give yourself a little bit of space today to sit down and either meditate on or just contemplate or talk about, or even better yet, journal. Really have that conversation with yourself around the area of your life that you feel like you are outgrowing right now. What are these things that you want to put down to never pick back up again? What do you feel like you really would want to let go of? Let's get clear on what that is. And then every single day this week, we'll have a different kind of practice where we get to embody and really go a little bit deeper into the practice of letting go. I hope you have a beautiful, spacious, freeing week, and I'll be back tomorrow.